This is Osho Radio. We have a wonderful program for you, with music from the world of Osho and a very interesting discourse by Osho. To download the full discourse, you can go to oshoworld.com, audio discourses. Just take it as an invitation to listen to the full 1.5 hour discourse by Osho. Today's discourse is about the ego. Basically a struggle we all recognize. For now, sit back and relax, enjoy the music and this 1 hour program that we made especially for you. The discourse today is from the series Be Still and Know, number 5. Question number 1. Somebody is asking Osho if it is necessary to raise our children, establishing a strong ego in them. The answer will surprise you. The answer is yes. But not only yes. The ego is just a stepping stone. After that, something else is possible. After saying no, which is really important, it's time to say yes and see what happens next.
The first question. Bhagwan, you talked yesterday of children asserting their egos and rebelling against their parents, of being able to say no, and thus creating a spine, an individuality, a freedom. Bhagwan, do we now come to you and say yes so that we can drop that ego? By doing so, what will happen to our individuality, freedom and spine? Nitin Bharati, the ego is like a ladder. You have to use it, but you cannot make your house on it. Or the ego is like a boat. You can use it to go to the other shore, but then you need not carry it over your head for your whole life. It has something essential to do, but it should not become a burden forever. When its purpose is fulfilled, it has to be dropped. Just as a child needs to say no, the mature person one day needs to say yes. If the child cannot say no to the parents, to the authorities, to the teachers, if the child is unable to disobey, he will not attain to any individuality. He will not have any form, shape. He will be just part of the mob mind, the crowd. He will be impotent. He will not be able to stand on his own. He will not have any self-respect. He will remain hodgepodge, an ugly mess. He will be not really born. He will remain in a psychological womb for his whole life, ungrown up. He has to learn how to disobey. And the wise parents will help him to disobey in such a way that disobeying does not distort him. They will give him opportunities to disobey. They will give him opportunities to say no. That's exactly the meaning of the biblical parable. God said to Adam, "Don't eat the fruit of this tree, the tree of knowledge. If you eat the fruit of this tree, you will be expelled from paradise." It is a great temptation. It is giving opportunity to Adam to disobey. And also, God said to Adam that if you eat the fruit of this tree, you will become a mortal. Right now you are immortal. Secondly, if you eat the fruit of this tree, you will become like gods, all-knowing. You see the temptation, multidimensional temptation. First, you will be able to become like gods, all-knowing. Who will not like to become like gods, all-knowing? And the second, the danger, the risk, that if you eat from this tree, you will become mortal. Death will start happening to you. Now it is a challenge. Danger always attracts, and death is the greatest danger. God has not left any possibility for Adam to remain obedient. There must have been millions of trees in the Garden of Eden, and only one tree of knowledge. If Adam was left alone on his own, he may not have discovered it up to now. But God didn't leave it up to him. He pointed out the tree and created the temptation. You think the serpent did it? If the serpent did it, then he must have been in the service of God. Must have been. The serpent has always represented in all civilizations wisdom. God must have used the most wise animal to convey the message, the temptation to Adam and Eve. The message was given to Eve, not to Adam. Once Eve was convinced, tempted, Adam followed suit. If parents are really wise, they will create opportunities for the children to say no, and beautiful opportunities. Right now, unknowingly, they give ugly opportunities. For example, you say to the child, "Don't smoke cigarettes." This is an ugly opportunity, because the child will smoke. You have tempted the child to smoke cigarettes. You should have told him something better. Don't go out in the sun. Don't climb the tree. You say to the children, don't eat ice cream. You should say to them, don't eat fruits. That will be wise temptation. Eat as much ice cream as you want, but don't eat fruits. Give them such a temptation that leads them to say no to you, but does not harm their life. Otherwise, they will remain their whole life deformed. Two old men, one was 70, the other was 80, were talking. They were talking about the most embarrassing moment in their life. The 70-year-old man said, I have never told it to anybody, but you are my bosom friend, and I know you will keep it a secret. The most embarrassing moment in my life was when I was caught looking through the keyhole of the bathroom when a young woman was taking a bath. The other said, forget all about it. Each child does it. There is nothing to be so much embarrassed about it. And the old man said, I know, but it was yesterday. Once wrong habits are formed, they continue. They remain like hangovers, and they become more and more ingrained. More and more deep they go into your unconscious. I am perfectly in favor of creating an ego in the child, because without an ego, the child will remain a part of the parents. He will never be an individual on his own. But the no and the no saying creates only a superficial individuality. Because no is negative, it cannot create real individuality. The superficial individuality is called personality. The ego gives you a personality. But it is good than having nothing at all. At least it gives you a sense of your being. It defines you. But don't remain in it forever. It is a passing phase, a stepping stone. From the personality you have to reach to individuality. From the superficial individuality you have to attain to a core individuality. That is possible only by saying yes. But yes is significant only when you have become able to say no. If you say yes from the very beginning, your yes carries no meaning at all. It is meaningless. If you are capable of saying no, then your yes has meaning. As much meaning as your no is strong. Hence the society teaches you
a false superficial personality. But when you come to a Buddha, to a Jesus, to a Krishna, to a Mahavira, to a master, to a real master, he will teach you how to say yes. He will take away your no. He will take away your personality. The personality is like a cell of the egg. The ego is the cell of the egg. It protects the life within for a time being only. Beyond that, it will be destructive. The egg has to be broken one day, so the bird can come out. No creates only a cell around you. It is good, it is needed, it is protective. But one day, you have to come out of it. That's the function of religion. Hence, religion is possible only in a civilized, cultured, sophisticated society. The more the society is educated, cultured, civilized, the higher religion is possible. The primitive people also have religion, but their religion is not yet religion. It is magic. It is ritual. Hence, they have not produced Buddhas. They are good people, simple, beautiful, innocent. You can go in India. There are many tribes still, aboriginals, very beautiful people. I have been to them. I have lived with them. I have enjoyed their beauty and their innocence. But they have never created a Buddha in their whole history. At the most, they create magicians. Their religion consists only of ritual, formalities. It never attains to the heights of prayer and meditation. It never reaches to the heights of a Patanjali, or a Lao Tzu, or a Muhammad. They have not produced any Quran, Upanishad, Bible. They cannot. They are people who have not yet said no. They are people who have not yet disobeyed. They have not eaten the fruit of knowledge yet. They are simply ignorant. Eat the fruit of knowledge, become knowledgeable, and one day renounce your knowledge, then wisdom is born. Wisdom is not ignorance. Wisdom is renunciation of knowledge. But first the knowledge is required. Before you can become a Christ, you will have to become a disobedient Adam and Eve. Otherwise, Christ is not possible. Christ is the higher stage of Adam. Adam says no, creates a personality. Christ says yes, drops the old personality, and attains to a new individuality, which is eternal. By saying no, Adam becomes a mortal. By saying yes, Christ becomes an immortal. By saying no, Adam becomes only apparently like a god. By saying yes, Christ really becomes a god. The process is paradoxical. Hence, the question. I can understand your question that what will happen to our individuality, freedom and spine. The spine, the individuality, the freedom that is created by no is only a transmittory process. You have to go beyond it. It is a boat that has to be left behind. When you have reached to the roof, you leave the ladder. It is a bridge to be crossed. Now learn how to say yes. No, you know perfectly well. In fact, Nitin has come from Africa to be here with me forever, against his parents. That was the ultimate no. Those who come to me, they have to come against their parents. Because parents are Hindus, Mohammedans, Christians, Buddhists, Jainas. I am nobody. Coming to me, a Christian will become a non-Christian, and a Hindu will become a non-Hindu, and a Mohammedan will become a non-Mohammedan. I am not creating a new religion here, but a new man, but a new consciousness. I am not creating a new philosophy or theology, but a new vision, a new humanity. You have to come out of our old, rotten ideologies. Hence, parents are bound to be against you. They will not like you to be here. The function of the no is complete. Now I will teach you how to say the ultimate yes. If you go on saying no here too, then you are misunderstanding me completely. I am not your father. I am not your mother. I have to take this no away from you and create yes. The work of the no is complete. Now you need a higher flight. Now you need a higher altitude of being. That is possible only through yes, because yes is positive. No gives you a negative kind of individuality. Yes gives you a positive individuality. A negative individuality is not real individuality, is only personality, a mask. But good in its own time. No is good. But nobody can live in the no. Nobody can make a home out of the no. No is suicidal. Use it, but go beyond it. Be alert and conscious that you don't become encased in the no saying. Attain to yes. Use no as a stepping stone. By being part of this commune, you have to learn how to say yes with totality. That is trust, that is surrender, that is faith. That's what will become a bridge, the final bridge between you and God. It will not destroy your freedom. It will simply make your freedom positive. There are three kinds of freedom. One is freedom from, that is a negative freedom. Freedom from the father, freedom from the mother, freedom from the church, freedom from the society, that is a negative kind of freedom. Freedom from. Good in the beginning, but that can't be the goal. Once you are free from your parents, what you are going to do? Once you are free from your society, then you will be at a loss. You will lose all meaning and significance. Because your whole life had meaning in saying no. Now whom to say no? The second kind of freedom is freedom for. That is positive freedom. Your interest is not in denying something. Rather, you want to create something. For example, you want to be a poet. And just because you want to be a poet, you have to say no to your parents. But your basic orientation is that you want to be a poet, and your parents would like you better be a plumber. That is far more paying, far more economical, far more respectable too. Poet, people will think you are crazy. And how you are going to live, and how you are going to support your wife and your children. Poetry can't pay. But if you are far poetry, ready to risk all, this is a higher freedom, better than the first. It is positive freedom, freedom far. Even if you have to live a life of poverty, you will be happy. You will be cheerful. Even if you have to chop wood to remain a poet, you will be utterly blissful, fulfilled, because you are doing what you wanted to do. You are doing your own thing. This is positive freedom. And then there is a third freedom, the highest. In the East we have called it moksha. The ultimate freedom, which goes beyond the negative and the positive both. First learn saying no, then learn saying yes, and then just forget both. Just be. The third freedom is freedom not against something, not for something, but just freedom. One is simply free. No question of going against, no question of going far. Freedom from is political. Hence all political revolutions fail when they succeed. If they don't succeed, they can go on hoping. But the moment they succeed, they fail. Because then they don't know what to do. That happened in French Revolution, that happened in Russian Revolution, that happens to every revolution. A political revolution is freedom from. Once the Tsar is gone, then you are at a loss what to do now. Your whole life was devoted against the Tsar. You know only one thing, how to fight the Tsar. Once the Tsar is gone, you are at a loss. Your whole skill is useless. You will find yourself very empty. Freedom for is artistic, creative, scientific, and just freedom is religious. Before I can teach you moksha, just freedom, neither far nor against, neti neti, neither this nor that, but pure freedom, just the fragrance of freedom. Before I can teach it to you, you will have to know the positive one, freedom far. Hence the commune. It is a creative commune. We are going to be creative in 1001 ways. In every possible way, we are going to be creative, so that you can learn how to say yes to life. When the yes has destroyed your no, both can be thrown away. That is the ultimate in joy, in freedom, in realization.
Tumhare darshan ki bela ye mausam ras rachane ka tumhare darshan ki bela ye mausam ras rachane ka liye ulaas ki saanse samay masti mein jeene ka liye ulaas ki saanse samay masti mein jeene ka tumhare darshan ki bela ye mausam ras rachane ka tumhare darshan ki bela ye mausam ras rachane ka.
Thank you.
This was Osho Radio for today. The music you listened to was by Miten and Rafi and Jashu before the discourse. After the discourse, you listen to Deva Premal, Deva Kant, and we finish with a song by Milarepa called Just Say Yes. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care. And stay tuned to Osho Radio. Until the next time, namaste.
Yes, to the laughter and the blessings of the Master, just say yes.